This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. The late journalist Herb Wong covered the Monterey Jazz Festival since its start in 1958. Known for his encyclopedic knowledge of jazz, Wong was also a record producer, educator, and radio DJ on the former KJAZ in San Francisco.
This is gonna cook. This is Herb Wong here on the jazz station KJAZ, KJAZ.
Before he died in 2014, Wong co-authored a book with Paul Fingerote. It's called Jazz on My Mind. For KAZU, Rick Kleffel talked with Fingerote to discover the story behind the book.
Paul Fingerote was marketing director for the Monterey Jazz Festival when he met Herb Wong. Fingerote now works at KAZU.
Talk about the creation of the structure of the book. How is this book put together?
Well, when we began the process, Herb and I agreed that we didn't want to have chapters in this book. We thought that the book ought to be broken down in a different way because we were talking about jazz. But we still needed a structure. We still needed a foundation. So we came up with the idea that we would break this down by instruments, and each of the instruments would be a chapter, or as we ended up calling it, a track in this album of Jazz on My Mind.
This consists of conversations that Herb had, and also of liner notes. And Herb's enthusiasm for the artists he's writing about, combined with his encyclopedic knowledge, make this a really engaging work to read.
Herb was the most substantial writer and the most knowledgeable person about jazz that I have ever met. And it was my privilege and my honor and my pleasure to add some of the delightful part of this by picking and choosing the words that Herb used, taking the content that Herb gave me and putting them into the order that they are in the book that invites, I think, the reader to gain the knowledge, but have fun while gaining that knowledge.
Paul, tell us the story about how Herb first heard jazz music.
At the age of 10, a box arrived on the doorstep, and it was full of jazz LPs, or not LPs, 78s in those days. And he discovered these jazz albums, and he turned to his little brother, and he said to his little brother, this is the real music. This is my music. And by the age of 14, he was, with his parents' permission, taking the train from Stockton, California, up to the Bay Area and hanging around outside jazz clubs listening to the music, because he couldn't get in. He was underage. He met the music and he met the artists.
Not only did he himself start out young, but he also met and identified several of these jazz artists in here when they were very young. One of the men he met, he identified as a kindergartner.
Absolutely. Joshua Redman, who's a Grammy-winning and top saxophonist. Herb Wong was an administrator in the Berkeley Unified School District and was called in to deal with a quote-unquote problem child. Herb went and met with the child and returned with Joshua Redman back to his kindergarten teacher and said, "This is not a problem child. This is a genius in the making, and you watch what this man's going to do."
One of the great stories in this book is the time that Herb saw Billie Holiday with Lester Young at the age of 14.
He apparently saw a poster promoting Lester Young and Billie Holiday at Gus's in Oakland, and he got a box from his grandma's house, which was nearby, and put that box in front of the door, and he was able to peek over the door and see them perform. And Lester Young came out after the first set and found Herb standing there. Now, he had seen Herb before at other shows, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I wouldn't miss this." And so he invited him in and had him sit on a chair next to the bandstand and enjoy the music when Lady Day performed with Lester Young.
The new book by Herb Wong and Paul Fingerote is Jazz on My Mind, and Herb Wong takes us out.
This is Herb Wong on KJAZ, KJAZ, and 92.7 FM.
For KZU, I'm Rick Kleffel.
All of me, why not take all of me?